Good morning, everyone. This is Grace. I'm from Fontana House Church. It's good to share this Saturday morning with you. Let me open us with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that your mercy is new every morning. And we come to you ready to hear your word today. Fill us with your love by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we love you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, our passage is from ESV. I'm going to read from John 8, 31 to 59 first. So Jesus said to the Jews who have believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. You are of your father, the devil." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works of your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Before Abraham was, I am." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my father and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The second passage is 1 John 3, 4, 6. "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him." Amen. Okay, so the passage that I want to focus on is verse 31 to 32 from John. "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So I want to go deeper into the word. Abide means to remain, to dwell, to continue, endure, to keep the word. And in my word, the word, it means logos, the teaching of Jesus. So if you remain and keep my word in the teaching of Jesus, you are truly my disciple. What it means is like you are real, you are authentic. You are a pupil, you are a real learner and follower of Jesus. And then you will know the truth. You will know means you perceive, you understand, you have knowledge by personal experience. The truth is means it's true under all consideration. The true things pertaining to God, who God is, what he say he is, his nature, his character, his purpose through Jesus Christ, and us, his creation, what our duties as man, true as a personal experience. And also truth also is a person. Truth is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And knowing the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Yes. And this truth will set you free. So what are we setting free from? Setting free from to liberate us from the dominion of sin. So this two verses, actually, or this verse, the truth will set you free, is mentioned in Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. In this Isaiah 61, it's the role of Messiah was prophesied. So the truth, the person Jesus will set you free was actually prophesied many hundred years before it came true. So, and everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. So Jesus will come to set us free from being slave to sin. And then I look up, okay, what is it being a slave? It's about being a slave. Being a slave, you subject your master. You will give yourself up to another's will. You do the will of other and you devote to another and disregard your own interests. So knowing Jesus, the truth, will set you free from being a slave to sin. And no one wants to subject to sin. Sin is evil, wicked, missing the mark. To wander from the path of uprightness and honor is an offense, a violation of divine law in thought or act to trespass. So none of us want to be slave to sin because sin is not a fair master. The wages of sin is death. Sin is a counterfeit of what's good. It leads us away from the truth. And you will be subject to the guilt, shame, control, domain. And sin heaps disgrace upon the land. It's associated with like pollution, corruption, and it affects generations. So Jesus paid a costly price for us. He died on the cross. He bore our sins and sorrows he carried. He was pierced through for our transgressions. And you know that he appeared in order to take away sins. And in him, there is no sin. So God has delivered us. Praise to God that he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved son. So now Jesus in him, you know, not only set yourself, like he not only set us from free from the slavery of sin, but now you are going into his kingdom and you belong to a king. Romans 6:2, but now having been free from sin and enslaved to God, do you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome of eternal life? So you no longer a slave to sin, but you are enslaved to God, enslaved to righteousness. You serve a new master. So sanctification is means to separate profane things and dedicate to God, to purify, to be free from the guilt of sin, to be cleansed by renewing your mind, to be holy. John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So as we continue our walk with God, and as we continue in the path of righteousness, we will serve a new master. We are in a new kingdom, but we still continue to battle against sin. It's not done yet, but we'll continue this process. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will convict us concerning sins, righteousness, and judgment. He'll give us wisdom how to escape. And when we commit sins, right, we confess our sins. And he's faithful and just, and will forgive our sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we are not defeated by sin. We may struggle with sin, but we continue to move towards God, and that we will be continued sanctified. So the application for this reading today, the truth sets you free. So I was thinking, how can I continue to walk in this freedom? So I just want to share some of the ways that I do, and also applying this word. So number one, abide in my word. Like, abide in the word of Jesus. Really has to read the scripture. Really has to be hungry for his word. Abide also means you linger, you tarry, and you allow the Holy Spirit just to highlight to you how you can respond to the word and you obey the word. So we come to God as really hungry people, like longing to eat. And I think fasting, when we fast together, we fast this the food we eat, and we become so hungry spiritually, and we increases our appetite for God. And then after we come out of fast, our appetite for the things that are not of God decreases. So fasting is a good way. And number two, our position. So I really have to remind myself of my position in Christ, that I'm no longer enslaved to sin. I am enslaved to righteousness. I am a subject of Jesus. So I have to learn what my King loves, and I will love what he loves and hates what he hates. So really remind myself. So sometimes I will affirm myself, I'm enslaved. I'm in this kingdom of Jesus, not of the world. So that helps me. Number three, what's my response to God when I read his word? So I will also want to have a resolve in my heart, right? So when I read God's word, for example, the truth will set you free. The truth sets you free. So I look at this and I really want truth. You know, I really want to have this truth because I desire freedom. So I will tell myself that I must have this truth. So I heard this from a sermon last year. So the pastor was saying that how most people are stuck in I will and not moving to I must. So I must, it's like your heart really resolved to do that. So a full commitment. And I'm also pleading my allegiance to Jesus. So for example, during the COVID time, sometimes I feel fearful about my future, about uncertainty of my work. So I would say, I must trust you. I must trust you. And I repeat a couple of times during the day. And until I feel that the Lord is coming into and fill my heart. So when I'm fearful, I would say, I must trust him. And you are the only one that I can depend on. So I say a couple of other things too. I would say, I must have you, Jesus. So you must love me. You must really love me. In order to really be in the truth, really align myself to the truth of God instead of by the circumstances that I'm facing. So I think this helped me to be very resolved and to even hear that I speak like this. It helps to, it's like commanding the members of your body to align to the truth of God, wake them up, you know. And then number four is you expect opportunity. God will bring about opportunity where he can manifest the power of that word. And then you obey and you just follow. Because God watches over his word to perform it, right? So you will see opportunity where you may be tempted by the devil, but then you hold on to the word and you apply the you think about the cross, you think about what Jesus did for you and your position, and you say, I must be free. You know, I must live out the word. Then you resist, you submit to God, resist the enemy and resist the devil, and he will flee. Another example is, for example, when I read the word of God, it says, pursue peace with all men and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. So it's hard for me to pursue peace with everybody if I'm struggling, but I would say, I must have this. I must pursue peace with everyone. I must decide. I must have your holiness, God. I must live in holiness. Not that I've already accomplished it. I'm still struggling, but I will remind myself over and over again because I really want to see the Lord. Okay, so now may I invite Ernie? As we prepare to worship, let's ask the Holy Spirit to highlight in your heart, what is the one thing that you really must do, you know, in order to stand in this time, in order to be strong?
walk from earth into eternity. Oh, heal my heart quickly. Open up my eyes to the things I see. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the
Thank you, Pastor Ernie, for leading us in worship. Let's pray for our city. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those with special needs. We lift them up, especially children. For those also given the responsibility of caring for them, we pray, we ask for wisdom and the special ability to instill hope and a future. May we as a society become more aware of those around us. Open our hearts to those who seem different from ourselves. May we see Jesus in every person. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray, lift up for those who have cancer and undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's ask the Lord to heal them. Let a healing word come to them today. Next slide, please. Let's pray for those who are friends and family with illness and in need of salvation. Let's ask for the Lord to reveal his face to them. And let's pray for those who have infirmities so that they will recover quickly. Let's pray for those who are suffering from COVID, speedy recovery, and the frontline medical workers. Ask the Lord for protection over them. And let's pray for Cambodia, North Korea, and our mission opportunities in Asia, persecuted churches, and the Middle East. Let's lift up our weekend gathering, Sunday service, the Well Ministry, SB Kids, Worship, Hospitality, SB Youth, Spin and Spill, Activities and Services, Classes, and all meetings. And cover also all the online meetings as well. Let's lift up Alpha before the Lord, lift up all the logistics and the volunteer and guests. Lord will bless them and protect them. We ask him for great harvest. We ask for salvation. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And let's pray for all the pregnant mom. Let's lift up the health and of the mom and the baby, and ask the Lord to bring them great joy. We also lift up the house church that are meeting today, Bowen, Hollywood, King's Court, Mawan, Southside. Let's ask the Lord to bless our meeting and to fill the hosts and every members and the house church leaders with the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Lord. Father God, we're so thankful that we can come this morning just to hear your word. Give us an appetite, a really large appetite for your word. a hunger for your word and your presence in our city. Thank you that you've transferred us to the kingdom of your beloved son, Jesus. And we have a king who loves us. We have a king who's righteous. He's judge. And he will come again. And we look forward to see the glory of the Lord, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, filling the city, filling the earth as water covers the sea. Thank you. I bless everyone who hear this message today. I pray the Holy Spirit will reveal to you great things of the Lord today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining. See you around.